Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a balanced Amen Varination in Ableton Live 12 using a resampling workflow so the break feels tight, musical, and ready for a real drum and bass arrangement. This is a beginner-friendly method, but it's also the kind of workflow producers actually use when they want a break to feel alive without turning into a messy chop pile. We're not just slicing an Amen for the sake of it. We're building something that can sit in a drop, a switch up, a fill before the next section, or even a DJ-friendly breakdown. So let's get into it. First, open a new Live 12 set and give yourself a simple working space of about 8 bars. Set the tempo around 174 BPM if you want that classic DNB pace. Turn your grid to 1/16 so you can place chops cleanly. And if you use reference tracks, drop one in now and loop a section where the drums feel balanced. That helps a lot, because a good Amen Varination is all about relationship. Kick to snare, snare to ghost notes, break to bass, energy to space. For now, mute the bass if you have one. That's important. A common beginner mistake is trying to design the drums and bass at the same time. Don't do that. Build the break so it already works on its own. If the drums feel balanced by themselves, they'll usually sit much better once the bass comes in. Now load in your Amen break on an audio track. If you already have a favorite Amen loop, use that. If not, choose any classic style break with a strong kick, a punchy snare, and enough room tone to give it character later. That room sound matters, because we're going to resample it and use the texture as part of the groove. Once the loop is in place, right-click it and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In Ableton Live 12, this is a super fast way to turn a break into a playable drum rack. If the break has clear transients, use transient slicing. If it's already tight and simple, 1/8 slicing can be fine too. Now start building a pattern. Keep the main kick and snare on strong beats. Add one or two ghost notes between them, but don't fill every gap. That's a huge point here. In drum and bass, the space between hits is part of the groove. If you overfill it, the break loses movement and starts sounding like noise instead of rhythm. A really solid beginner approach is simple. Put the kick on the first beat, put the snare on the backbeat. Add a couple of low-velocity ghost slices before the snare. Maybe add a small top hit or hat slice to keep the momentum moving. Keep it musical, keep it readable. At this stage, focus on balance before effects. Open the drum rack and check the cell levels. The snare should usually be the strongest element after the kick. The kick should punch, but it should not overpower everything. Ghost notes should sit clearly underneath, usually somewhere around 6 to 12 dB quieter than the main hits. And the hats or top slices should feel bright without getting harsh. Use stock tools here. Utility is great for overall gain and mono control. EQ aid is perfect for cleaning up problem frequencies. And if you need to shape the chop dynamics, you can adjust velocity in the MIDI clip or lower the gain of individual cells. For EQ, think of this as cleanup, not surgery. You can gently high-pass the break around 25 to 35 Hz to remove sub-rumble. If the break feels boxy or muddy, try a small cut around 200 to 350 Hz. If the snare is too sharp, tame a little around 5 to 8 kHz. If the hats get brittle, a narrow cut around 9 to 11 kHz can smooth things out. This matters a lot in DNB because the kick and snare need to stay readable at high speed. At 174 BPM, your ear has less time to sort out clutter. If the low mids are crowded, the whole break will blur once the bass comes in. Now for the key move, resampling. Create a new audio track and name it something like Amen Resample. Set its input to resampling, or route the output of your Amen track into it. Arm the track and record a few bars of the chopped break while it plays. This is where the workflow starts to feel readable. You're printing the groove into audio. Why do this? Because resampling commits the timing and feel, and it gives you audio you can edit like a finished phrase. That makes it much easier to shape the break into an actual arrangement element instead of leaving it as a loop that feels too loose or too MIDI-based. Record at least one clean 4-bar pass. If you want more material, grab an 8-bar pass too, especially if you're trying a variation. Keep it simple on the first pass. Don't over-automate or over-process yet. You want a clean resample that captures the core energy. Once it's recorded, find the best section and consolidate it. If it needs a little warp correction, keep it light. Don't overfix the groove. A tiny bit of natural push and pull is part of what makes an Amen feel alive. Trim the clip so it starts cleanly and doesn't leave extra silence or clicks at the edges. Now let's rebalance that resampled audio. Open the clip and use clip gain first if something is way too loud. That's a really useful beginner habit. If one snare spike jumps out too hard, reduce the clip gain a little before reaching for compression. Small moves, around -1 to -4 dB, can make a big difference. If the break has multiple phrases, split it up. Maybe one phrase is your original amen feel. Maybe another has more ghost notes or a little roll. Maybe the last one is a transition fill. Then balance those sections by ear. A strong amen variation often works best when one part is a little simpler and another part is a little busier. That contrast gives it movement. If the resampled break feels too loud overall, lower the track fader instead of smashing it with compression. Leave yourself some headroom. You'll want space later for the bass and the rest of the mix. Next, add a little bus processing if needed. You can group the resampled break and any related drum layers together. Then use glue compressor, drum bus, and EQ8 very gently. A starter glue setting might be at a 2-to-1 ratio with a slower attack and medium release, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. That's enough to glue the break together without flattening it. If you use drum bus, keep the drive low and the boom subtle. Add a little transient emphasis if the break needs more bite, but don't overdo it. The goal is punch and control, not a crushed wall of drums. If the break feels too spiky, reduce the transient emphasis or back off the attack behavior. If it feels too flat, slightly increase the transient punch or add a touch of saturation instead of heavy compression. That's a good rule in darker DNB. Density and urgency are great, but the drums still need shape. Now add a second resampled layer for texture. This is where the amen starts feeling more like a produced section and less like a raw loop. Resample just a small part of the break, maybe a snare tail, a cluster of hats, or a short fill. Then tuck that layer underneath the main break. Process the texture lightly. Saturator can add grit. Auto filter can add motion. Redux can add a subtle digital edge if you want that darker, more worn-in feel. Keep the drive modest, maybe 1 to 4 dB on saturator. Automate the filter slowly over 4 bars if you want movement. And with redux, less is usually more. You want texture, not crunchy destruction. This layer should be felt more than heard. It's there to add life between the main hits and give the break that lived in jungle character without making the groove too busy. Now arrange the amen variation like it's part of a real DNB section. A clean beginner structure is to use bars 1 to 4 for the main groove and bars 5 to 8 for a variation. You can add a little fill or snare pickup at bar 4, then make the second half slightly more active with an extra ghost note or a chop top loop. Only bring in the bass once the drums feel stable. That's the right order. Add a sub note on the downbeat, maybe a re-stab on the offbeat or a rolling bass phrase that leaves room for the snare. Think in call and response. Let the drum phrase answer the bass phrase. Don't crowd the busiest drum fills right on top of the busiest bass movement. That spacing is what turns a loop into a section. In darker DNB, a balanced amen variation can carry an entire 8-bar drop if the arrangement breathes properly. After that, use automation sparingly but creatively. You can automate an auto filter on the texture layer, widen only the higher layers with utility, add a bit more reverb, send on a final snare, or push the dry/wet on drum bus for a transition hit. Keep the move subtle. Slow filter movement feels musical. A little reverb on the last hit can create lift. Width changes are best kept away from the kick and sub. A smart trick is to make the first half slightly darker, then open the top end in the second half. That creates a natural sense of lift without changing the actual drum groove too much. Before you move on, do a mono and level check. Put utility on the drum bus and hit mono. This is critical in drum and bass because the kick, snare, and sub all need to stay solid in mono playback. Make sure the kick still punches, the snare stays centered and clear, and your top layers don't disappear or get facey. Then test the break against your bass reference. If the bass disappears, the drum balance may be too heavy in the low mids. If the drums vanish, the break might be too bright or too compressed. You want both elements to work together, with enough headroom left on the drum bus so nothing feels forced. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make every slice equally loud. The snare should usually be the anchor. Don't overcompress the amen. Preserve the transients. Don't leave too much mud around 200 to 350 Hz. And don't forget mono. Also, if the bass line is active, simplify the break. In DNB, space is power. If you want to push the style darker or heavier, keep the kick and snare brutally clear. Use saturation on the resampled break instead of the original loop, so you can control the dirt. Try tiny timing shifts on ghost notes if the groove needs movement, but keep the main snare locked. And high-pass texture layers aggressively so they don't fight the sub. Here's the big takeaway. Build the amen resample it, then rebalance it as audio. That workflow gives you more control, faster decisions, and a break that feels intentional instead of random. Prioritize the snare first, then shape everything around it. Use ghost notes for groove, not clutter. And always check the break in mono and against the bass. If you want to practice this properly, spend 10 to 20 minutes making one balanced amen variation from start to finish. Build a simple 4-bar groove, balance the slices, resample it, add a light chain of EQ, blue compressor and saturator, then make a second version with one or two small edits. Compare both in mono, listen against a bass placeholder and save the version that feels most drop-ready. That's the workflow. Once you get comfortable with this, you'll be able to build jungle-style intros, darker rollers, transition breaks, and heavy drop variations much faster. And the best part is that your amen edits won't just sound chopped up. They'll sound arranged, balanced, and ready to hit. Nice work.